AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. This is day six of the search through the rubble of a collapsed condo building in Surfside, Florida.
Since our last briefing, no new fatalities have been confirmed, but we have been able to notify each of the 11 families who have lost their loved ones.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava says 150 people are unaccounted for. She also says President Biden will be in Surfside Thursday.
He's going to spend time with the families who are affected and with our first responders.
The mayor of Surfside, Charles Burkett, says he walked the debris field today.
It's apparent that they've got the pile down to the point where you can see into the parking lot. So there is great progress.
Authorities are meeting frequently with families of the missing to explain what they're doing and to answer questions. As the U.S. winds down its so-called forever war in Afghanistan, the top general there says it's important the political solution wins out.
Something that revolves around a political solution. I've also said that if you don't reduce the violence, that political solution becomes more and more difficult.
General Austin Miller said the rapid loss of districts around the country in Afghanistan to the Taliban, several with significant strategic value, is worrisome. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is ordering automakers to report any crashes involving fully autonomous vehicles or partially automated driver assist systems. NHTSA has sent crash investigators to 31 crashes involving partially automated driver assist systems since June of 2015. Russia is reporting 652 new coronavirus deaths today, the highest daily number in the pandemic. The Raleigh, North Carolina Police Department sent out a notice today urging anyone who sees a missing zebra cobra to stay away and call 911. They say the venomous snake could spit and bite if cornered. This is AP News. Home prices continue to soar.
Seems like the only direction is up for U.S. home prices. April's Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index jumped nearly 15% from a year ago, and it continues to be a case of supply and demand as potential buyers bid up prices on a limited amount of available properties. Five cities, Charlotte, Cleveland, Dallas, Denver, and Seattle, had the largest annual price increase on record dating back 30 years. Phoenix again reported the largest price gain in April with an increase of just over 22%. I'm Shelley Adler.
General Motors is recalling more than 380,000 older SUVs, many for a second time, to fix a suspension problem that can cause them to sway at highway speeds. Owners are being told not to drive their vehicle if they see certain dashboard warning lights or experience unusual steering behavior. The government says two crashes were reported, three people were injured. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.